Hello, hello, hello. This is Harrison, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am here, as always, joined by my co-host, Autumn Malone.
We're back.
We never left.
It's a gloomy day in Medford, as I was saying.
Yeah, so you know, I thought I'd open up the set with something a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
That is a city pop classic, Plastic Love by Maria Takeuchi.
I didn't recognize the artist, but I think that song has it blown up? It has a little bit.
Yeah, it had a weird resurgence on the internet because people were playing it a lot and people were like, oh, what's this? And then there was like this whole hunt for Maria Takeuchi and people found it.
It's funky, man.
Yeah, city pop's awesome. I am very under the weather, so this show is brought to you by Advil and Sudafed. They're the only reasons I'm able to be here right now.
Yeah, we got to find a PSA that talks about like Sudafed.
I feel like the PSA for Sudafed would have to do with meth, so yeah, I don't know maybe. If that's going to...
I guess they're all fair game. I don't know. We'll try it.
Yeah, all right. Well, we're going to keep the music going because we got a semi-long set today, so we'll keep the more upbeat music going. This is Defunk by Daft Punk.
Yeah, everybody knows this song. We're keeping the funk going.
Yeah, all right. Enjoy, everybody. Shout out Daft Punk.
I mean, we both love the vinyl, and so, you know, considering, everyone should go buy the new repressed.
Yeah, you can get it on it. You can get it on Amazon for $25 pre-order right now. It's ridiculous. Yeah,
some of those prices just like confuse me. What was there was something the other day where you were like, the Kamazi. There's like you can buy the Kamazi
5 LP and it's like $35, which makes no sense. Yeah. I don't know. My favorite is they just repressed the soundtracks for Happy Together, or no, Fallen Angels and Chungking Express, which are like two of my favorite movies that also have great soundtracks. $95, one single LP.
Yeah, see, like I don't
single LP, not even imported. Like they're pressed in the U.S.
Are they like limited? Some like a limit.
But even if they're limited, the value, like the MSRP, shouldn't be higher. They gain value like after they're sold, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I still think the most I've spent on a record, I think it's like $65 on a double LP for like.
I mean, that's a double. Death
Consciousness, it, you know, whatever. We're not going to talk about that.
spent all of my college savings on the Grateful Dead.
Dude, trust me. The record store nearby has one copy left of the. It's a 5 LP concert from '73. It's a good concert. It's not. I wouldn't call it great. It's solid though. $120.
Yeah,
but limited to 10,000. So like. I don't know. I don't have any like full live sets on vinyl. I have like Skull and Roses, which is a compilation of a bunch of different live shows, but
I don't know. I think as 19 and 20 year olds, we don't need to own an $120 record at this moment.
Listen, if it was Vanita or if it was Cornell, if it was one of those like legendary shows, I would buy it, but Fox Theater isn't legendary, so whatever.
Yeah.
Let's keep the vibes going. Yes. I have some Animal Collective up next, seeing them next week. Very excited about that.
This is another one of those bands that, like, now they're, like, cool, right? And I don't know. I used to listen to that in the car with my dad when I was, like, 10.
Yeah, we should have gate-kept harder. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, the fight never stops.
I'll never forget this. I'm walking out of a hibachi restaurant over the summer, and, like, it's in, like, a kind of outdoor shopping plaza-type area. And there's an Urban Outfitters like right on the way out.
Yeah.
And I see Merriweather Post Pavilion in their vinyl section. And that's when I knew.
They had Black Midi in Urban Outfitters.
That's absurd.
They had Cavalcade.
Nobody who shops at Urban listens to
And guess what I did?
Black. You bought it?
I bought it.
As you should.
Because it, I mean.
I was going to buy
Merriweather. I needed to get it for my dad because I was like, it's his birthday. And then I was like, I was going to go to Newberry. And I see Cavalcade and Urban Outfitters, and I'm like, this is the place.
Listen, I was going to get Merriweather Post Pavilion on vinyl, but it was like the copy was beat. Like the sleeve was destroyed because people.
Oh, yeah. People just like,
No respect for it. But yeah, this is off their new album, Time Skiffs, which is my third favorite album of the year at the moment. Not that that means anything.
It's March.
This is my favorite song off it. This is Strung with Everything. Enjoy. Thank you. Yeah, Enko.
I mean, as we just found out, if you want to go listen to that for 2 hours, go to their show.
Yeah, apparently the set's 2 hours long, which is
great.
That's
really impressive.
I think, like, the crazy thing is, like, the Dead that I saw, their set was, like, 3 hours long, and it didn't feel like an hour. It's like,
yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's, like, whatever. My dad plays all these random gigs and none of them are 2 hours, but maybe they're like an hour, and you watch him play for it. I mean, my dad sweats a lot, you know. Yeah. And he's the drummer, so he's moving.
Oh boy.
But I don't know, I guess these guys just have some I mean, my dad's got good cardio too, but these guys must have some crazy cardio if they're doing that for 2 hours.
Yeah, I mean, one of them's just on a synth, so
yeah. He's got a very, he definitely doesn't have carpal tunnel. No carpal tunnel.
All right, well, let's keep it going. I got some King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard next.
That just reminds me of Dan's show.
Yeah, Silica Gel Slop Hour, shout out. I'm going to be on this Friday morning at 1 a.m., so
great.
Tune in. Yeah, this is Silica Gel Slop Hour.
Got it. All right. I'm going to tell my mom.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is from their, like, funk album, Butterfly 3000, which is, like...
I know. I haven't listened to a lot of their stuff.
I mean, it's literally every two albums is a new genre, so, like...
Yeah, and that was a little bit... What was it last? Deerhoof?
Where, yeah, Deerhoof.
And also, what was it? Of Montreal, too? I feel like there's a lot of these bands that... I don't know. I think if you're a talented enough musician, you can kind of figure it all out.
I've been listening to them since, like, 2012. Like, 2015, maybe, I think. Yeah. Like, so somebody played Blacktooth at, like, a Camp Talent show, and I was like, okay, this is awesome. And then, like, I looked at them. It was a film camp. So.
Okay, never mind.
It was like an arts camp, and like somebody from the music program did it. Yeah,
good.
Shout out Kira. But yeah, they've released 18 albums in 10 years.
It's insane.
It's nuts. Just, like,
you gotta love it if you're doing that.
They just announced their next one and just dropped an EP with like an 18 minute long song on it that I haven't gotten around to listening to yet. But I listened to like a snippet and I was like, okay.
Should we just play that now? 18 minutes?
Yeah, just the rest
going
of the set.
Cold, yeah. Yeah,
okay. This is Shanghai off of Butterfly 3000. Enjoy. Please Come to America. They really only perform in Australia, which is kind of sad, but...
Australia, yeah.
I'm just...
We should, you know, give us an excuse to go to Australia.
Somebody's calling, so I'm going to try to answer
go
this.
Go for it.
It doesn't tend to work, just if you're listening. Let's see here.
No way.
Oh, hello. Who's calling?
I can't hear it.
Oh, how are you doing, Ashley? Oh, well, thank you so much for tuning in.
I don't think your mic is on.
I'm doing good.
What is going on, guys?
How are you?
I feel like there's a chance that there's not actually a call and Harrison is...
Right. Well, the phone system does work, so that's good to know.
Yeah, but I can't hear you in my headphones. Yeah, he can't hear me at all. Okay.
So I don't think we're actually on air. We might be. I don't know. I'll wait for my mom to text. She generally tends to scream these things for me. But yeah, thank you so much for calling.
Right. I'm very confused.
All right. Bye-bye. So the phone system works.
That's cool.
You just went back on. So when you picked up the phone, your mic turned off.
Maybe. I don't know. It was on TalkBack, so I think it might have just been screening.
Was that a person?
Yeah. That was my cousin, Ashley. Shout out Ashley from Colorado.
I thought, because your mic turned off and I couldn't hear the call, and you just kept saying, like, how are you a bunch of times, so I was like, the chance of this being, like, a fake call, and he didn't actually pick anything up.
Yeah, okay, it was not on air, so, yeah. If everybody's listening, don't call on. Just...
yeah, give us a week.
Yeah, or call my phone, and I'll hold you up to the microphone. Yeah, it's easier.
We'll put you on speaker.
So, Tyler, the Creator.
Yeah, no, we definitely have to talk about that.
What a show.
I mean, that was, like, what, a 9-hour adventure for
Jesus,
us?
Jesus, yeah.
Like,
we left here at 5, and we got back at, what, 1:30?
Like 1:30 in the morning. Yeah. God, that was, like, torture, but it was worth it. It was definitely worth it. Tizo with the nails in the hair, with that other guy.
Whoever his hype man was that kept coming out and yelling.
They were fun.
I was walking in, where was I walking? I was walking somewhere a couple days ago, and I saw somebody in the Tizo Touchdown merch.
They had it.
Somebody was.
They were one of three in the entire crowd that bought the Tizo Touchdown Home Depot like cutoff. That's so funny.
I can't wait to see those like a Goodwill like 10 years.
Yes, or like tomorrow.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah.
Tizo is interesting. Vince, it's so annoying because last time I saw Vince. I mean, you know, last time I saw Vince was at James Blake, which is obviously not the right crowd for him. Yeah. And I think the same thing held true here. Like, it wasn't quite the right crowd for him.
I think Vince would do better opening for somebody like Kendrick or, like...
Yeah.
Somebody who's weight... Like, because, like, Tyler...
Or even, like, Saba.
Like, yeah, somebody who's more, like, rap-focused. I don't know. Tyler's cool, but, like, I think that he's definitely drifted more towards, like, that neo-soul that we were talking about last time.
Right.
And,
Well, because that's the thing. Tyler's production is so, like, severe and it's just, like, so full of different sounds. And the tracks that Vince is rapping over, I mean, I love them. I think the sounds that they use are so cool. They're so much more bare. And so, like, when you're playing a stadium show, Tyler's music fills up the entire room. And I think with Vince's, it was loud, but it was a different type of, like...
So, I actually have a different take.
All right.
I think Tyler, the Creator fans are very much one-sided. Like, they very much, they're focused in, they're, like, stands for Tyler, right?
Sure.
And, like, because he puts on, like, Mm-hmm, for example, right? Which is, like, it's got, like, this heavy bass, it's got this great, like, energy to it. Crowd is dead.
Like, yeah, I know. I see, like, Mosh was so confusing.
I see, like, one dude who's probably, like, in his late 40s, like, a row in front of us wearing a Boldy James and Alchemist t-shirt. It's, like, a real, like, old head type.
Crazy.
Yeah, he was going nuts.
Like, even during Tyler, remember that dude?
Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah, but, like, I don't know. I think that Tyler fans kind of did Vince dirty. Especially, I mean, like, at least people turned up to North North, but, like, everybody knows that song.
Yeah, I mean, so. You cannot turn up to North North.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, obviously, Callie was angelic.
Caliuchus.
Both in performance and vocal
abilities. I mean, she's like, she's a pop star, like just through.
I mean,
through,
totally, yeah.
With like the backup dancers and everything.
Can you imagine if we saw her with like SZA too?
Oh my God, that show would just be...
Like if they did Poema Hora together.
That'd be too much.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't have been... You can't... I don't know if SZA and Tyler will ever perform together outside of a festival, but...
Yeah, I don't know. SZA doesn't really perform live too much. I don't really blame her, though. She's kind of off just living life, just having fun.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, you could do that when you put out Control and like...
Yeah, and then, you know, that gives you about six, seven years to just hang out.
It's the blonde effect. Yeah, it's what Frank Ocean's up to. He's just hanging out.
It really is. The damn effect too, a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, just like you just drop it and then just go off and do your own thing. I'm convinced Kendrick's dropping because he's performing at Rolling Loud.
Yeah, he's got to have some news. Is Baby Keem going to be there though? Because maybe
yeah, Baby Keem is going to be there. No, but he's headlining because he tends to only perform after an album drop, and like yeah. he did the thing in Day in Vegas where it was like a recap from Section 80 to Damn.
Yeah,
and so I think that like.
So that yeah, he's
that
opening
was like
it up
ending
for,
that era, and then yeah, he's starting something new. I hope.
That'd be exciting.
Yeah, right. The TDE era is over. Like PG Lang is now yeah. his label. And
there you go.
Whatever. Yeah. But if you get the chance to see Tyler Creator, I would say go do it. He puts on an incredible show.
Like, I mean, we already all know that Tyler is very charismatic, but like his ability to communicate with the audience, and then give off like. Even just his facial expressions and the way he like contorted his body and like the
his
timing of
moves.
His dancing, like the set and the way he, you know, like had the security guards pushing a boat on a track in between two stages and
he had a butler that was
yeah,
just there
the
to
butler
help him
that
up
literally
from the
just,
boat.
Literally, yeah, it would help him up from the boat. Opened the door of his Rolls when he like came up
he
out on
had
stage.
A 1935 Wraith, just like as a stage prop.
It's ridiculous. It's amazing though, it's amazing, and like the way that we watched them set up the grass for like 15 minutes,
in, like a perfect pattern that
yeah,
like, they connected like a puzzle,
and they had like the fans in the grass,
so
and I think it
was
spraying, like it was ridiculous.
He's incredible.
It was awesome. It was obviously very well thought out, and I think it's. I mean, we know his music is too, and I think you know it translates to the shows, which made it really awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I said this take when we left the show, and I'm gonna stamp it right here. I think he's like the most complete package in music right now. I can't name somebody else who can write like him, can produce like him, and can perform like him.
Yeah,
and he's watching that
performance, I think that yeah, that's.
I mean,
that.
And we had terrible seats. Like we had awful seats.
I mean, yeah, the rigs were blocking the main stage for
yeah,
us. So, like,
but I still had a great time.
It was awesome. Yeah,
so I'm gonna go ahead and play a song called Toe Cutter Thumb Buster.
Toe Cutter Thumb Buster.
The OCs. It's a great song. And then we'll do a PSA, and then we'll roll with some more music.
Yeah.
So
sure.
Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Pop quiz, which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
I ask you the same question, President Monaco.
Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Tony, come on.
But yeah, Students for Sensible Drug Policy.
I mean, all policies should be sensible. So
yeah. I tend to agree with that.
I mean, yeah. They rocked out. What was it? The
OCs.
The OCs. They rocked out, man.
Yeah, it's a great album.
That's cool. A fun little thing. Have you listened to more of it too?
Yeah, I listened to the whole thing a couple weeks ago when they announced the repress.
Yeah.
That's cool. I don't know. Ooh, the Advil started to wear off. I could feel it. So
another little PSA for Advil ibuprofen. Right, continue.
I'm supposed to go to a concert tonight, but that's kind of up in the air.
Which one was tonight?
Deaf Heaven.
Oh, yeah. That'll clear your sinuses.
Yeah, but I'm annoyed because I want to be in the pit. Because I saw the set list, and it's like a mix of their shoegaze stuff, and it's a mix of their black metal stuff. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how I'm feeling. I feel bad because I got Andres is going, and
you got him sick or something.
No, I didn't get him sick. Like I don't know who would go with him if I don't go. So
yeah, and he might not come back.
I know. I want to be there with him for his first metal show. It's gonna be something.
All right. Yeah, no, he hasn't been to that. Was he gonna go to Black Country New Road or no? That was just Dan, right?
No,
he doesn't listen to that stuff.
No, actually, I don't want to call him out. I don't want to call him out on air, but he did say Concord was kind of mid when I played it on my show, so yeah. I just want to throw it out there.
I was about to slander Cardi, but I don't want him to start a fight with three of the people that I live with. So
I'm still so mad none of you guys came with us to the concert.
I'm surprised none of them came.
I really thought I was going to be able to convince Sebastian or Eddie.
Yeah, I would have thought at least Addie.
At least Addie.
They went to Feli last night.
I heard about that, yeah.
I mean, that looked interesting. I went to the Middle East for the first time last week.
Cambridge, by the way, not the actual Middle East.
Yeah, no, I was not in the Middle East this weekend. But yeah, no, the club concert hall bar in Cambridge is interesting. My dad used to play there in whatever the 90s. So
I just got a text from my mom, no, in all caps, you may not go, period. So now I'm definitely going.
Okay, yep. We're the whole crew's pulling up now.
We're pulling up. Everyone's going. Hey, listen, if you guys are interested in shoegaze or black gaze, which is just black metal and shoegaze, $25 tickets at the Royale tonight.
Yep. Pull up,
sunbather.
Do it for Harrison's mom.
Exactly. All right. Well, we got some Krangabin up next. This is Pelota.
Yeah, we great love
song.
Them. So.
Yeah, great song. All right, enjoy.
Demonio, quien tuve una semilla, no sabía fue para cada, por ahí.
Woo!
Hell yeah.
So, fun fact about that song, it's in completely broken Spanish, at least to my knowledge. They wrote the song in English and then were like, this doesn't sound right. So they translated it and they were like, Google. It sounds much better.
Yeah. No, it's great, you know.
Yeah.
Love Krongvin, but you always got to ruin everything with just like a little bit of cultural appropriation, you know? Like,
I mean, but it makes sense. They're from South Texas, so there is like...
No, I mean, their music clearly, definitely has like Latin music influences. Like,
and I think the key part when we're talking about appropriation and stuff is that they're very open about it. They wear their influences on their sleeve and they're like, this is like, we just love this kind of music.
We're going to do our best,
As opposed to like a Zeppelin or like an Elvis Presley who's like, I'm just going to steal this and then say, I made it. Yeah. And like, you know.
No, it's good. I mean, that's, you know, that means things are changing, I guess.
You know, life goes on. Something else I wanted to, the song that's up next is by Beach House, and it's called Wishes from Bloom. It's like my favorite song from that album. It's like probably my favorite Beach House song. It's so good. Dan, on the Silica Gel Slop Hour, took the instrumental from this song and took the vocals from Hot Shower.
Because I didn't realize he took the instrumentals from the Beach House song. I thought it was like some other song. And it was gas.
Amazing. I would like to formally apologize to anybody who had to hear that because I heard it first and it was like, go ahead, do this.
That was the night we were coming back from. Yeah. Oh man, I can't believe I missed that.
Oh, it's so funny. I'll send you the link.
Please.
You play some great mashups every show, but that one.
Yeah, some great ones like that.
Oh my God.
Chance and Beach House.
Because of that, I was reminded that The Big Day is an album that exists. Yeah.
Did you listen to some of it again?
Yeah, me, Isaac, and Dan, we came back for the Batman, and we were, like, goofing around on YouTube, and so I was like, oh, let's listen to The Big Day.
Yeah, no. What did I like? I liked...
There's nothing on it.
No, Big Fish. What is that, with the Gucci Mane or something?
I think so. I just find it so funny that DaBaby's on Hot Shower, but I forget that because I literally can't make it past, like,
wait, DaBaby's on Hot Shower?
You can't make it past 30 seconds without, like, just wanting to turn the song off. It's awful.
Yeah, that aged even worse than, like... Like, I feel like it's even worse now than when it came out.
I would actually agree. I mean...
Because people had, like, hope in the beginning. They were like, oh, you know, like, at least for Hot Shower, people were like, oh, this is just, like, whatever, a rap song. Like, maybe it'll be good. But no. I think even now, like,
you're just... I remember Hot Shower came out, and I was, like, depressed. Because I'd been listening to Chance since, like, acid rap.
Yeah.
And then, he gets on Ultralight Beam. I met Kanye West. I'm never going to fail.
Coloring Book was... I really liked Coloring Book, too.
Coloring Book for, like, a label debut is great. It's, like, super listenable. It got a lot of radio play. It blew him up.
It got him... Yeah, everyone. And then that.
And then, I cannot think of another album that was so bad that it derailed a major artist's entire tour. Like, he just didn't sell tickets. So he canceled the entire tour.
But what did it have... It would have something to do with, like, him getting married, and he had, like, a religious awakening a little bit.
Like, no, the whole album is just, like, I love my wife.
Right, but it was a little bit, like, I think there was some sort of, like, Kanye-esque, like, religious thing going on, too.
I have no idea. I mean, he
met Kanye, so.
All I know is that his manager, who he'd been working with since, like, 10 Day, like, this guy had been with him since, like, the beginning. Yeah, they were, like, friends, like, childhood friends or something. He came to Chance, and he was like, we cannot put this out.
Yeah.
Like, he wanted it to coincide with his wedding, and he was like, this is not finished. Like, this is an awful project. Chance released it.
Yeah.
And then when it sold terribly, blamed the manager. So now he's in, like, a lawsuit with that guy.
What about his brother? Does Taylor Bennett have anything good out?
I have no idea. I don't even know if I've heard a song by Taylor Bennett.
I've heard, like, one. It's, like, a very, like, slow, almost, like, spoken word. I don't even remember the name of it. It was pretty good, though. Yeah. But I have not listened to any more of it.
Cocoa Butter Kisses is a great song, though.
Yeah. I got to see that live. I was lucky.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you saw it. What did you see during Coloring Book Tour?
Coloring Book Tour, Forest Hill Stadium in Queens, right?
Yeah. That's got to be one of my biggest W moments. I was at a party in, like, ninth grade, and somebody was like, oh, like, put on No Problem, and was like, oh, dude, this guy's up next. And I'm like, bro, I've been listening to this dude, like, since I was in, like, sixth grade.
Yeah, back in, like, 3 years ago, in sixth grade, I was listening to
I didn't even say that, but in my head, I was like, yeah.
It was like, I've been on this.
Oh, God, that was a weird point in my life, just listening to Chance the Rapper and Logic. It was a terrible time.
Logic?
Listen,
Chance is, like, understandable, because everyone was listening to Chance. I guess everyone listened to
Lion. Under Pressure and The Forever Story are like, The Forever Story kind of sucks, but Under Pressure is still like a solid rap album.
Yeah.
Okay. It's insanely derivative and like it's not original, but like there's a couple songs that go hard. And like Logic had some like decent bars and was like,
yeah, we gotta wait till we can sub for a late night show and play explicit music and then we're just gonna play Logic.
Yeah, just Supermarket, just Lemon Drop. No. You guys ever read the Supermarket book? Remember when Logic tried to become an author?
What did he do again? Yeah, vaguely he had like some weird stint.
He released an album and a book together, and it was like Supermarket is
like actual book.
Yes, yeah, I haven't read it, but I've heard it's like the worst thing ever. So
like a novel,
yeah,
like and a 200-300 page.
Yes, like, that like coincides with the album.
Good for him, dude. That's a lot of work. Like maybe it sucked, but like writing that much.
You're being so much more positive than me. I gotta give you credit for that.
Yeah, no, good for him, man.
Yeah, I don't know. The point of downfall was when he showed up on Rick and Morty, and that's when I gave up.
Yeah.
That's what I was like. I mean, also, the 1-800 is like, that song makes my blood boil for like a list of reasons.
I mean, a lot of people had an issue with that. But that was like kind of.
The part that sealed it is that on Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, which is like another terrible like Logic album, yeah, right?
He's kind
of. He has a bar. That's like something along the lines of like 1-800 made my bank account look like 9 digits or something like that.
Yeah, that's so messed up.
Which is just like, bro.
So messed up.
Like, it's one thing for you to release like a super pandering song about like suicide prevention, and it's another thing to be like, it made me rich.
Yeah. Like, god damn.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's some tone deaf stuff.
Right there. My god. And I mean, like, any semblance of him being like, I did this because this is a message I believe in is like just gone out the window after he did that.
Yeah.
And I heard his newest album's like a return to form, but I just don't care. I have like zero respect for the guy after that.
Yeah, it's messed up.
Which is a shame because he seems like a really nice person. Like, the
narc. You know, he can solve a Rubik's Cube.
Did you know he's biracial?
Let's keep going.
He mentions that
we should not be talking about Logic right now.
I think it's funny. I don't know. I was talking.
Speaking of Logic, you know, guys, Logic class. If you guys want to learn sentential logic, predicate logic, right now I think it's with Professor Rusinoff. Great class.
I'm in predicate logic right now. We just started.
Yeah, you just started it, man.
Yeah. Ooh, I love math. I love math so much.
If you guys want to take a math course, but don't know how to do math. Either do math or social choice, but if they're not offering that, then you do logic.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I'm just struggling. It is what it is.
It's a fun time, guys.
It's a great time. All right. Well, I don't know if we have time for both of our songs, so I think I'm just going to like, let's just keep talking for a little bit, and I'll close with the Beach House song.
Yeah, sure.
You know, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think about what else we got. Somebody's calling after I said not to do that, so let's see if I can answer
this. We're
going to
see this. Press slightly different buttons.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if I can do it.
Instructions.
Oh. Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
Yes, I can.
So only you can hear them.
Hello? All right, I think I lost you. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the phone system here is a bit weird. But
yeah, I know, because we were saying we want to get, you know, we want to get my dad on the show, but I don't think he's going to be up here for a Wednesday, so we'll
see. Yeah, I just need to talk to Ops, and they'll, like, show me. Because there's a Skype option, which I'm pretty sure is more reliable, and you can, like, hook up a computer and play his audio through that and do a little interview type thing. Okay, let's see. The call is calling again. Let's see
if I get it to work.
Hello?
Someone is butt-dialing WMFO right now.
We only have 6 minutes left, and I have one song left to play.
Oh boy, guys, this is a lot of drama. We can't hear the request. Only Harrison can hear it right now.
Oh, I played that earlier this year, but I'll play that for you next show for sure.
Next show, guys.
Every Wednesday from 12 to 1, yes.
Yes, that is our show, Stranger Waves.
What's that? Stranger Waves, but now Auden's here.
Yeah. Thing. With an asterisk.
Auden, yeah.
Yeah, an asterisk at the before, yeah.
Same my co-host, yeah.
Guys, the Schramm family members are popping off today. That's my assumption.
Alright, well, thank you so much for calling in.
I think we might have just gotten our first genuine fan call in. That's huge.
That wasn't a Shram family member? I just gave your whole family a shout out.
Yeah, no, that was somebody I did not recognize. So let's close out. Well, they requested Life on Mars, which is a great song.
Oh, yeah, so, we played that.
We played that first set of the year. So I'll
We'll run it back.
We'll run it back.
Let's play some.
But
not right now.
Our time is up. Sadly.
Yeah, we gotta play something and end the show. Unfortunately.
Yeah, but in Yeah. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're in Medford, stay inside. It's going to be raining, potentially snowing later.
Crazy world out here.
If you're listening and you want a Def Heaven ticket, hit me up. I'll sauce it to you.
Because mom said no, guys.
Mom said no, and you know, I got to... She's the one paying the bills, so I got to follow. But yeah, this is Wishes by Beach House. Enjoy.
Yeah.